This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. Raleigh native Tiff Merritt has been releasing albums for a decade now. In that time, her songs have caught the ear of fellow musicians like Emmylou Harris, who says Tiff stands out like a diamond in a coal patch. She spent time in Paris and New York City, where she lives now, but enjoys returning to the Triangle, a place she still calls home. It was here that the UNC creative writing student got her start, singing with John Howie Jr. and the $2 Pistols in the late 90s. That led Tiff to write her own songs, form a band called The Carbines, and release her acclaimed debut, Bramble Rose. Tiff's fifth album is called Traveling Alone, and she joins me now in the studio.
Thank you very much for having me.
So I've heard that Traveling Alone, the title of this album and the title song from the record, came from a time when you didn't have a manager and you didn't have a record company. And I wondered, was that a scary place to be?
Yeah, it was. But, you know, that's something that happens to artists all the time. I'm not whining. And I mean, there are plenty of reasons that you find yourself alone. And I think that part of it is at a certain point you do realize that you are alone. And there's a lot of hard truth in that. And it's much better, I think, to stare that in the face than to not. And then all of a sudden you get comfortable with it and things get really simple.
Right. And then it's okay.
Yeah. This morning, if it always goes, funny thing wouldn't faze me none. Might feel like I just got home. You know I always had a taste for traveling alone.
Tiff, you decided to get Tucker Martine on board to produce.
Yes.
And he's worked with The Decemberists and he's worked on My Morning Jacket. What did he bring to it or what attracted you to him?
Well, he and I worked on my last record together. And so we already had a real friendship. And he brings a really gentle spirit to record making. And he really does bring the best out of everyone. And he has a really sensitive eye. And I really like to work with people more than once. I like to work with people for as long as you can, and you know, as long as you're growing together. And so I thought it was really, really important that he come with me on this, and I was so pleased that he did.
Drifting apart, drifting, drifting so slow, drifting. I watch you go.
The first time I heard the song Drifted Apart, I thought you and Andrew Bird sounded eerily like Emmylou Harris, and then he sounds like Roy Orbison.
He does sound like Roy Orbison.
It's really,
his voice is really a beautiful instrument, and we sang together one time kind of by accident, and I thought, ooh, his voice is so beautiful. I love singing with him. And it was really a treat that he came in and he just killed that song. I don't think anyone had thought about Roy Orbison until he sang.
Drifting apart, drifting, drifting so slow, drifting. I watch you go, I watch you go. Don't pretend you don't know.
I've read that you were a creative writing student,
yeah.
So you can tell you really do spend some time writing your lyrics. There are great lines in there.
I think that's where it all begins. I wouldn't get on stage if I didn't feel like I had something of substance to try to say. And I love writing. I, you know, when I get time off the road, when I really am home for a month or two, and I get to sit down at my desk and write for 6 or 8 hours a day, I think, wow, you know, this is really who I am or where I belong or where I feel most alive. And
right.
You can really get lost in your own inner world in this very endless way. And I love that. And I really, you know, if you write something plain and good and strong, that's a good day.
Tift Merritt's new album is called Traveling Alone. She plays a free show at the Carrboro Town Commons later today with Mandolin Orange and Megaphone. Thanks for your time this morning, Tift.
It's really lovely to be here. Thank you, Eric.
Oh, there's so much to go.